Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Ellen Greenberg's parents, this, of course, the parents of the woman who was stabbed 20-some times in the back and neck and head, that Philadelphia likes to just say, that's how suicide works here. They are not standing down to the court's corrupt decision the other day. They had a chance to talk to CBS Philadelphia, and we're going to talk about what exactly they said in reaction to that ruling. It was just absolutely insane.
This kind of a story makes me really question law enforcement sometimes. And I've got a lot of, we've talked about this. Yeah. I've got a lot of friends who are law enforcement agents. I know a lot of people who work in the Department of Justice, things like that. But when I hear something like this, my brain goes to holy corruption. There's no way, you know, if you look at facts and you look at things rationally, that you could say that this woman committed suicide. There is no effing possible way.
Yeah. Facts and truth.
I've shown it to family members, Tony. I've shown this, and I've said they're saying she committed suicide, and the look on their face is like, how?
Exactly. I mean, and the thing is, as Robin Dreek would say, it's all about leadership. And not every department is bad. Not every officer is bad by any stretch of the imagination. I think a majority are good. But when you have a department and you have a group that is run by corrupt individuals, it just seeps down the pipeline. And then this is how you get things like this that don't make any sense, where somebody's going to cover for somebody. And that initial cover may even have nothing to do with who's ultimately trying to be covered for. It's just, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. And you discover there's this crazy ring of people scratching backs.
Yep.
And eventually it leads to someone. Who that is right now, I don't know. The tragic and perplexing death of Ellen Greenberg in 2011 remains a point of contention and heartbreak for her family, despite the Pennsylvania appellate court's recent ruling against them. The Greenbergs refuse to rest, and rightfully. Ellen was a respected teacher in Philadelphia, discovered dead in her apartment on a bleak, snowy evening in January of 2011. The circumstances surrounding her death, very puzzling, with her apartment door deadbolted from the inside. Her fiancé had to break in after futilely trying to reach her for over an hour. What he found was shocking: Ellen's lifeless body with 20 stab wounds. However, the medical examiner's report compounded the family's anguish, initially categorizing her death as a homicide. The examiner later reversed this to suicide, as Joshua Greenberg, Ellen's father, shared with CBS News Philadelphia, saying, quote, "We don't believe our daughter committed suicide," unquote. The change in the cause of death was led to widespread skepticism. Not only does the Greenberg family doubt the conclusion, but their attorneys, the experts, I don't know, just common sense, laws of physics, life, biology, all have concerns about the investigation's integrity and the fact that you could make that sort of a claim. In their pursuit of justice, the Greenbergs have faced a maze of legal setbacks, one after another. Recently, their bid to change the official cause of death on the daughter's death certificate was thwarted by the Commonwealth Court. The court's 2-1 ruling stated that the Greenbergs didn't have the standing to raise this challenge, yet even within the ruling, questions were raised. As Joshua Greenberg noted, the judges indicated that the investigation had evident flaws involving the police, the medical examiner, and the district attorney. Such criticisms are amplified by the Greenberg's attorney, Joe Padrazzo. Speaking with CBS News Philadelphia, he expressed disbelief over how Ellen's death was handled by various city agencies. One particular point of contention is a wound on Ellen's neck that had no blood traces, suggesting it was inflicted post-mortem.
Oh, for God's sakes.
But we're still not sure.
She's amazing. She stabbed herself even after she was dead. That's how incredible this woman was.
To say that this is a suicide is to say that Ellen stabbed herself twice after she actually died, according to the attorney, amplifying the absurdity of the claim. But hey, according to Philadelphia, that's how it happened. The lesson is, don't get killed in Philadelphia. Don't have a crime committed against you there. because it's insanely corrupt. The Greenberg family's crusade for the truth doesn't stop at challenging the medical examiner's findings. They've also taken legal action against the city, aiming to gain access to potentially revealing surveillance footage from Ellen's apartment and the entire police case file. Additionally, they're suing the medical examiners, alleging a cover-up of homicide. These efforts point to a deeper issue at hand, possible obstructions in the investigation. When asked if someone might be thwarting it, the attorney responded, "There's something going on here, plainly interfering with it. I don't know what it is." In response to the ongoing controversy, the city of Philadelphia urged the Greenbergs to present any new evidence they might have to the investigators in Chester County, and they now hold the authority to reinvestigate the case.
You don't need new evidence. What you need is the autopsy and the pictures of her body to show that she was stabbed 20 times, most of them in the back. That could not be a freaking suicide. That's the evidence you need. They don't need anything new.
How dumb. Ugh. Hey, go back to the investigators that fucked all this up from the beginning and have been covering it up. And hey, maybe they'll do the right thing this time. It's like, no, they won't. No, they've dug their hole. They're not coming out of that hole. Nobody's going to raise their hand and be like, we really, yeah, it was corrupt. We're doing it. So, like I said, this is a string of somebody scratching someone's back and it just keeps going and going. And the people on the surface here that we're talking about, they have no idea why they're even covering this sort of thing up. But there's a reason, and it probably involves their own employment or their own well-being. The pain for the Greenbergs is palpable. Each day without Ellen is a reminder of her loss. Sandra Greenberg's Ellen's mother said, "I try not to dwell on that, even though there is a big hole in my heart." Despite the majority ruling of the Commonwealth Court against the Greenbergs, a glimmer of hope still remains. A third judge believed the family had a valid standing to challenge death certificate's cause of death. Buoyed by that support, the Greenbergs are now setting their sights on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, even though it remains unclear whether the court even entertain the matter. I guess it all kind of comes down to, who is the Pennsylvania Supreme Court connected to? Who are they buddies with? Who would they want to cover for? Because there's a lot of connections here in this case to people that can cover things up, to a certain person or persons that were pretty damn close to her that never were looked into in any sort of legitimate manner.
And I'm just wondering if she was just a victim of somebody needed something covered up, something went terribly wrong, she was killed, somebody called somebody. And it was a chain effect, a snowball effect.
How the fuck does
it had nothing to do with her.
Covering something up, what comes to mind with that would be like, oh, she accidentally, something happened. There's no accident in 20 stab wounds. It wasn't like, oh, I gave her the wrong prescription or the toaster fell into the bathtub. And it's not like one of those where this looks really bad, but maybe there is a true reason and the person panicked and... Unless they panicked and they wanted to make it look like a murder and stabbed her 20 times.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, there's something that went horribly awry here. And none of it seems to really add up to any sort of certainty. And why the fuck we can't look at the damn security footage? That's a whole other ball of nuts.
Yeah, it is. And again, that screams of what's the problem? This should be looked at for a case like this. It's evidence to see who went into the apartment, who came out of the apartment. Why can't it be looked at? What's the problem?
That's the question everyone's been asking now since 2011.
12 years.
Will we get an answer soon? Time will tell.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.